You know how in TV shows, at the end of every segment, right before a commercial break, the music gets louder and more intense? And then you find out something crazy that turns the whole plot on its head, and the music explodes, and then it cuts to black? Who writes that music? Well, one person is Juan Carlos Rodriguez. He's a Los Angeles-based music composer who's worked on a number of telenovelas and who now composes for Hulu's Islos High and for Matador on the El Rey network. Some insights now into the language of television music.
It's beautiful. What is that? It's something my father used to play.
My name is Juan Carlos Rodriguez from Venezuela. I'm a music composer. I've been composing for Telemundo. I've done a dozen of soap operas, 130 episode projects.
Reina Ortiz acepta como esposo a Victor de Rosas.
Soap opera comes from radio. So everything was in front of the microphone and it translated into TV. Everything is in your face, everything is very obvious. The music reflects that too. It's more, I don't want to say exaggerated, but I mean, a little bit more intense. Recently in 2013, I had a call to come meet the director of this new web series called Islos High.
My boyfriend Pedro and I met about a year ago, and we live together. He sells cars, and I work as a nanny on the west side.
So you take care of some rich kid instead of yours? I'm impressed.
Islos High, based here in East LA, it's a high school stories. It's drama. It's more youthful. So I use what is called hybrid scores. It's a combination of orchestral elements and electronic elements.
You're the one who made me try out. You're just jealous you didn't make it.
Well, you did not just say that.
It blends really nicely.
Soli, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did.
I used to be embarrassed to say that I never listened to rock and roll. I know. But, you know, I listen to Beatles, and I will listen to jazz music. Dave Grusin is a great jazz piano player. I mean, he's a great composer and performer. He has a very unique style. And then John Barry. That's another composer that really marked my life as a composer, and I wanted to be like them.
Either way, hope you make it, mano.
From April, a music supervisor was looking for composers who can bring a really nice American sounding score with some hints of Latin Hispanic music. That was Matador, co-created by director Robert Rodriguez for his El Rey network.
I'm pleased to be back in the City of Angels. I haven't killed anyone here since 1998.
One of the first descriptions that I got from Matador was there was the Latin James Bond. So I needed to compose a really nice theme and harmony, a chord progression that will suggest that spy-like kind of music.
No practice today.
This guy gets infiltrated into a soccer team here in LA, and then the team owner gets into some dirty business, and he's after him.
Why? Did something happen?
No.
Lots of guitars, very organic sounding with some electronics. There's a really cool chord progression that I created for Matador, kind of chromatic, and it gives that a spy, a cool guy like James Bond is. In this case, Tony Bravo, which is the main character for Matador. It's so simple. It's dun ti dun, dun ti dun. That's it.
Host.
We can't do that.
But then, the way you grab that motif and make it fit, I really manipulate this motif in different ways. I could do like half as slow or twice as fast, or I can truncate it and just tune ding. I mean, there's no formulas here. It's that's one of the things that I love about composing, that I never know what's going to end up happening. I just know I'm going to find it. I just know that. Yeah. And as I said, the music forms itself in front of me, and I'm just helping it.
You can hear Juan Carlos Rodriguez's work on Islos High, available on Hulu, and on Matador, on the El Rey Network.